Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your hosts, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we, of course, would love to hear from you. So give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also converse with us, or as Miss Brown Sugar would like to say, if you would like to conversate, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com, www.smoothdrama.com. You jump into the anonymous chat room. We would love to hear from you. And we shout out all our anonymous chatter and enjoy your special company. As well as social media. You're on Facebook. You can jump to the Smooth Drama group, myself, or he of Gorilla Glue fame, Mr. J, will add you to the chat, well, to the group, actually. So if you want to get your Gorilla Glue on with us in Facebook, you can just ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, and we'll let you in. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. The apocalypse, Brown Sugar.
Yes.
The apocalypse. It's just growing. It's growing so much that, you know what? I can't even, we don't have one dumbass of the week.
No, not one.
No, we got a whole segment of dumbasses. It's like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so without further ado. Apocalypse.
Okay.
Why is most scrumptious there? Scrumptiouser? Did I say it right? Scrumptious. In the country tonight. Maybe it's the rain. I don't know. All right. Dumbass number one. Rachel Dolezal. Thought you was rid of her.
She pops up from time to time.
Yeah. Well, she's out here now. Talking about, I can't find a job. People won't hire me. Jobs I'm qualified for with degree I can't get. Jobs I'm qualified for without degree I can't get. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know how it feels to be black. You can be qualified like a mother. 900 degrees. Very accomplished candidate. We just gonna go in another direction. They call her transracial. That's another category. Just in case you were not trying to keep up, but they just keep throwing new ones at you.
Yeah.
Transracial.
Okay.
Yeah, she can't find a job, though.
I can see that.
Yeah, basically, they say, hey, you want to be black? We're going to treat you like you're black.
Yeah,
so,
let's get the full experience of it all.
Yeah. So, as a public service announcement to all you other wannabe transracial people out there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Mm.
It's not going to work out for you. I promise you.
Mm.
Yes, you may get some black penis in your life, but the other part, vastly overrated. Vastly overrated.
I was
going
to say, you can get that without being transracial.
I know, but she went in. See, you even said, see how beautiful that is. You were smooth with it, Brown Sugar. You was like, see, that's what you get for being transracial. You didn't even hesitate or nothing. You just went in. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, I guess. But you know, I'm not for all that, so.
I'm just
all
saying.
These new labels.
Transracial. Yep.
Okay.
So, if you decide you want to be a transsexual, you probably get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get a job.
Yeah, you'll get one real quick.
Yeah, you just say, I'm transitioning to being Rocky.
Yeah. Or whoever, that they'll be sure not to give you a job.
Right, exactly. So, because you transracial, not going to work out. But transgender, bam. And so once you get the job, then you say, I changed my mind. And I'm be Rachel again. So if anybody's listening and you know our transracial homegirl, Rachel, just tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend to be transgender. Just get a whole weekend. You know, order the pills and everything and pretend like you're taking them by, like, taping
mm-hmm.
your titties down and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And boom.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, play it off by looking at women's vaginas while you're at work. They'll believe you. Oh, she's transgender now. Bam. See how that works?
And then say, I like your famous words. Gotcha, bitch.
Exactly. Gotcha, bitch. Yeah, because you're just trying to get a job at this point. So it's however you got to do it. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah.
You got to
cut
your
hair off.
Ahead.
I'm sure, you know, she can cut it off. It'll grow back.
You ain't even got to do that. You ain't got to do that. You just, like I said, take your titties down a little bit, put on that sports bra, and wear some weird clothes.
Well, you got to cut your hair.
You put your hair in a different way. I'm just saying. Just because you really don't have to be all that committed. You just need to say it. You just need
True.
To say it. Yeah. So you say it, and it'll happen. Transgender. She'll get a job next week. But for right now, she's
true.
A dumbass because she's transracial. Change it to transgender. And get your life back in order. Your credit score is like at 532 now. You know, just saying. Or you might even be in the 400s. Fucking around being transracial. Messing around being transracial. Don't understand what you're doing to yourself. Speaking of not understanding what you're doing to yourself. Now, we have our homegirl, Gorilla Glue Girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, she's suing. She's hired a social media something publicist. She's going through all this, but she says, if people know me, I'm not trying to get no shine. It just happened that way. And then folks just start coming out. Yeah, it just happened that way. And folks start talking about, you know, the all the dumbasses who gave her money.
She's
got like $20,000 in her GoFundMe.
Wow.
Yes. So it's like, man, folks is really suffering out here in these streets. Don't have anything, struggling to eat, living out their car. But y'all give money to the person who put super glue in her head, and you feel sorry for her because she put super glue in her head. And she told y'all, hey, I didn't do this for attention. I was looking for help. Every person who gave her a nickel, your growth has been retarded 1 year. I'm just saying it. Every nickel you've been, your growth is retarded a year. So you just, you do the math. You gave 20, whatever $20 worth of nickels is, that's how much growth you retarded.
Yeah.
And I'm talking spiritual growth. Because you stupid. I'm saying it mean-spirited and all that.
Yes. And they're just as, if not more than her.
Yes. You're dumber than her.
Truly. Exactly. A 40-year-old clown.
We know why she did it. And you swear, I get it. Hey, you know, black women, the hard time with the hair thing and, you know, the struggles trying to have her hair to look good for apparently black men. Okay.
Well, no, okay. You can't even say that because let them tell it. They don't do it for men, so I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I have no idea what they're doing it for then. They say they're doing it for themselves.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Men, just, and maybe it's just the circles that I ran in, which is pretty much 90% of the circles out there. No one's ever thought about, how her hair was pinned down, none of that. I'm just saying, see, when you say men are simple, I mean, you would agree with that. Like, men, we so damn simple, right? It's like,
yeah.
So men are looking at certain things. How your hair is pinned down ain't one of them, ladies. I'm going to say that. And I hope a couple of you are listening. How your hair is pinned down ain't what we looking at. And if we're looking at how your hair is pinned down, yeah, that's not the dude for you. Because he's competing with you for dudes. Just saying. And
I'll have to disagree with you to a degree. Because there are some men who like women who are like who have their nails manicured and you know, who I guess I'll say polished. And so women in all of our wanting to be different from the basic bitch, you know, which we say every woman that's different or not us is basic, then they want to, you know, be different than what whoever that the standard is. So I could see where a lot of women think that the eyelashes and the hair and all that, because there are some men who appreciate that.
Yep.
You know, they like the high maintenance woman.
Yep.
So I
mean, they're
you know.
The opposite. They are ghetto bougie.
Bougetto?
Yeah. AKA stupid. I'm just saying.
I mean,
I'm,
you know, I mean, I feel like everybody likes what they like.
I'm not
you're a woman.
I'm not
yeah,
arguing.
And I mean, that doesn't necessarily, because I don't particularly agree with, not that I don't agree, but I don't like all the, like, I just can't do the nails and the hair and the eyelashes and the eye, you know, I just can't do that. It's just too much work to me.
Right. And then, once again, yes, there are dudes who are checking for that.
Yeah.
Once again, bougetto, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
AKA stupid.
Yeah,
all
but then
that
same man, that same mm-hmm. man who likes high maintenance, might like a plain Jane in a week or two as well.
Oh no, most of those guys that like that, those are the dudes whose draws you see on the day in day out basis.
Okay.
See how that works? Stupid
yeah.
is stupid does stupid attracts stupid. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I could
okay.
be an old hater, but I despise seeing your draws on the street and you holding your pants
yeah.
automatically.
Yeah.
You null and void. You can't help with nothing, because the first thing you're going to do is you got to grab your pants to hold your pants before you do anything. Delete.
Yeah.
All right. And why am I talking about this? What irks me even more is there was a dude, Lynn Martin, in Baton Rouge, who created the Gorilla Glue Challenge to prove that the video that went viral was not serious. So
I don't understand how was he going to prove that?
Okay, so one. This dumbass was one of the dudes who participated in the licked ice cream in the grocery store and put it back challenge. Yeah.
Hmm.
He's one of those people. Automatically, you probably want to shoot him in his big toe.
Or, you know,
but
he has a few brain cells that aren't working.
Right, right. So, What does homie do? He put the Gorilla Glue on the red Solo cup and stuck it to his lip.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, and so he had to go to the emergency room, and they had to do what was described as a painful peeling of the plastic cup from his upper lip. And he was also told that if his injury doesn't heal correctly, he may lose his lips tip via surgery.
Oh, gee. What is wrong with people?
See, this is what I'm saying. See, stupid begets stupid. So once you buy
okay.
into stupid energy and you start drinking the stupid Kool-Aid, because he's like, oh, she went viral doing that dumb shit. Guess what? I'm going to do viral doing this dumb shit also. So I'm guessing he probably going to get in on the lawsuit. You know what? Gorilla Glue ruined my life. I don't have a top lip no more because I use Gorilla Glue. I'm saying, please. If there's justice in this world, and yes, we're on the bizarro world, I know, but if there's any kind of justice in this world, you throw both those lawsuits out, because I'm guessing he's going to sue too. You throw both them lawsuits out, like get them out of the court or I'm going to put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
zero sympathy here. There's no justification, nothing. I don't care. Yes, it's hard out here to be black. Act racial. She's transracial and she can't get a job. So we already know it's hard.
Mm.
Y'all putting Gorilla Glue in your hair and attaching cups to your lip. so that folks will like your goddamn video. See, they.
But I mean, it's fair. I mean, it's sad, but it's fair because look how many people. I mean, we're sitting here talking about them, and look at she made $20,000. She can buy, put a down payment on a house.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Is she though?
You know what I'm saying? So.
Is she though?
I mean, I could. Oh, I doubt it. I didn't say she was. I'm just saying that people have supported her in her foolishness. We support people in their foolishness, so why not be foolish? If I'm going to get support in it, why not?
See, and so this right here goes into the crux of the argument why folks wouldn't take black folks seriously. If y'all supporting Gorilla Glue Girl, any of your quote-unquote true, I mean, because Gorilla Glue Girl got 20G. Y'all asking for police reform. You want us to care. Your lives to matter. But y'all supporting Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you put the two concerns on the table, and folks look at you like, what? Okay. You want to stop killing you. Why? I'm just saying.
All you going to do is give some idiot some money.
Exactly. Because that's exactly what homie said when he was talking about, yeah, that $1,400 might be too much because they just going to spend it on penny stocks or something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He said that. And guess what? Wasn't penny stocks, but it was on something stupid. But mm-hmm. I digress because we're not done. We're not done. Some of you may be thinking, like, are you serious? Are you serious? Nope. We not done.
Yeah.
There,
well, what's next?
There's the lady who, oh my goodness, it's hard to say this, but she put perming ingredients. She tried to perm her pubic hairs. And fell asleep because she probably got high and allowed it to sit overnight.
Oh my gosh.
Right. It wasn't like I fell asleep for a nap. Right? So, anybody who
how
knows
did that happen?
I'm guessing that she got high.
Yeah, because,
Right. So, you know, to fall asleep with the perm on your vagina.
I mean, I don't know. That doesn't seem right.
We just stop at, you want to perm your vagina hair? This is what we doing now. We perming our vagina hair. Yes. So you can show whoever, look, I got perm vagina hair. She's in the video.
She no longer has a viable vagina now. I'm sure it's just, I don't know. It's just raw meat now.
So what happened is she got in the shower. She woke up and was like, it was burning. So she took a shower. And hair and skin were falling in the shower.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Think about that for a second. See, this is what I'm saying.
I feel like
this whole segment, dumbasses. I'm perming.
I feel like if you feel like you need to perm your pubic hair, you need to just shave it off.
Yeah. Yeah, explain this one, brown sugar. I'm listening.
Just shave it off.
I thought that. But you know what? I'm gonna perm it. I'm gonna have that perm. I don't know what porn or whatever she was watching. Like, ooh, her hair is her pubic hair is permed.
I don't know nothing about that.
We trying to have.
I've never seen anything like that. Never.
Yeah, we're trying to have specialized pubic hair now. Specialized pubic hair.
I don't know.
Yes, y'all heard me. I know y'all hear me. You're like, no, this is stuff you can't even make up. You can't make it up. And she's in the video walking like Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett show. I know a lot of dating myself. But let's just say the slowest, oldest person that you know and how they walk, that's how she's walking. And she has a diaper on.
Wow.
She has a diaper
on. I mean, she's
on.
Lucky she's not in the hospital.
Oh, she was in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And she says that she does crazy stuff like this all the time. They said, "Why you're clout chasing?" And she's like, "No. I'm older. I'm not trying to do that."
I'm
like,
older.
Okay. Yeah, she says
it's,
she
I don't what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. At this point, brown sugar, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
I don't understand. If you're not trying to get likes or trying to be seen, wouldn't you keep it off social media? Would you not post videos of your mishaps? Because people do it all the time, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, so I'm gonna tell you, I remember my first time shaving, and I put on aftershave. You don't know. Yes, I almost collapsed. Like, and I did it because I borrowed my father's razor while he wasn't home. Like, I'm a shave. Mm-hmm. I ain't need to shave. Mm-hmm. I might have had like half of one whisker. Like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get my shave in. And, yeah, it didn't work out. I put that Aqua Velva or whatever the hell it was on and felt like I was going to die. That was stupid decision number one. As a, I think, 11 or 12-year-old. Second, retarded. Decision. I you know, like, hey, I'm gonna spray some cologne in my pubic area.
Yeah.
And I remember crying for about 20 minutes straight.
But you were a child though.
I know.
I'm
that's my point. A child. And I did that, and I just remember, we not going to be stupid like that no more. So now we're at a point where we will do anything for people to like us. And I guess,
basically.
Yeah, you may have irrevocably messed up your scalp and your hair. But you got $20,000.
Well, maybe she'll use it to repair herself. Maybe that's...
Yeah, because she was talking about buying wigs. Like, I'm going to buy a wig. Like, okay. All right. Good luck.
Which I'm sure she was. She already was doing that anyway, so it's not like.
Yeah.
You know, because she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I had to cut off my ponytail." And I'm like, "But was that your ponytail for real? Was that her real hair?"
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't. And so,
yeah.
Start talking.
I mean, the top was, but by the time the ponytail came, I don't think that was her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
no.
we're doing anything. We're perming our vagina hairs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully.
I mean, any woman who's ever permed her hair knows that you can't leave, you know, that on for any length of time before it starts burning. I don't know how she took a nap.
Right.
Or went to sleep.
It had to be high. I'm just.
Yeah, that had to be like crystal meth high. That wasn't weed high.
speculation. Just speculating. I'm gonna take that plunge, but. Their dude did a Gorilla Glue challenge. Now I'm like, is there going to be some dude that's going to be dumb enough to like, you know what? Let me see what happens if I perm my pubic hair. Let me see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just
I'm hoping that it doesn't happen. And I'm hoping people out there listening, if you find out that one of your kids or somebody you know is participating in that challenge, smack the shit out of them. If you're a real friend, you're a real homie, a real relative, yeah, I'd be mad at you, but smack the shit. I'm talking about with the strong open hand. I ain't talking about that fake smack. This is the only time I'm going to advocate violence on this show. But if you have a family member doing the Gorilla Glue Challenge, or if they decide they want to create or participate in the Vagina Perming Challenge, smack the shit out of them. Please.
Because she said she does things like this all the time. And I'm like, but what else could you have done that was this stupid?
I don't want to know, but
I wish she would have gave examples as to other crazy things she's done. I mean, you know, what is she talking about? Skydiving, ziplining, what? I mean,
that doesn't matter.
I don't know.
She's wearing a diaper, but she's gonna get her likes. And if Gorilla Glue Girl can get 20, how much can Perm Diaper Girl get?
Perm Diaper Girl, OMG.
Yep, Perm Diaper Girl, PDG.
OMG.
PDG. PDG. PDG.
Oh, my goodness. And you have a song. Okay.
I have a song. There's a song for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there is. Because you know somebody's going, she's going to get in the song. Somebody going to talk about her dumbass in the song. And she's going to dance to it.
I hope
she
not. I hope.
That's
I hope that the African, the doctor that helped her and blessed her by not charging her, and I hope it's just all over with now. I hope she's got her 15 minutes and we just never hear from her again.
I'm not saying
and
her name.
And the guy and the paper cup guy, whatever, or the red cup guy, whatever, he glued his lips.
Yeah.
I hope we don't hear about him and Perm Girl, PDG. They just need to go away.
Yep. All the way. Because if you get these little kids, they start doing it, I might have to come after you. I might have to start shooting some pinky toes.
I mean, because that could be like for real damaging.
Just a little bit.
Like, for real.
And on that note, we're just going to go on break because I got no more for this segment. This is Chino XL, Messiah.
Y'all niggas done fucked up now. Mess around and letting y'all. Let me back in the game knowing damn well Chino Daniel is the lyrical messiah. And I'm not arrogant, I just know that I'm the shit. Walk around with me and you'll get pissed to whip. I got the instrument. Gino is the lyrical messiah. Yeah. You a fake killer from a fake place. You a fake. That's a fake mace. I spit it for 80 weights. Couldn't fit it on any desk. Like you see, I've been hating rap. The son of a thousand maniacs. You insane, thinking I'll ever be sane. I always been the same, forward and back like Eve's name. I slap on Frida's unibrow, give a fuck what she painted. Give me a time machine, I bottle of crack and manger. No strangers to the fact, rapper can't stand me. I shoot them down with bullets made by melted down Grammys. These cats offended me, folks R&B radio trending. I'm angry like Jewish Holocaust surviving families in a room with a Nazi. Cause hip-hop cannot see. One non-nemesis is on cribs and not me. You probably want a body pie B. Cause I'll be on the big three with Angelina Jolie. I'm sorry, we living lives just a little different. You'll be in the movie too, ripping the fucking tickets. I'm wicked, Aurelius Maximus, revenge and take patience. But I refuse to die for history, record my greatness. Y'all niggas done fucked up now. Mess around and let me out. Send me back in the game, knowing damn well Gino is the lyrical messiah. And I'm not arrogant, I just know that I'm the shit. Walk around with me and you'll get pissed to whip. I got the instrument. Gino is the lyrical messiah. On the day I was born, Taoist monks banged a big gold gong. But the same insignia that I have tattooed on my arm. In the midst of a rainstorm, eclipsed over Asia, the day finally arrived. The one they prayed for, gasping in awe, they couldn't believe that they saw the illegitimate son of Father Time and Mother Nature. I've been here before, from Earth's core to seashore. One law, be war, I'm bringing them love to war. Nah, but I appreciate the comparison. I've avoided being black, I've avoided three marriages. The poison pen, pen, penances, burn down villages. But I write with they ink, my ballpoint hemorrhages. Religious system, wrecking businesses, all up. I go to a whorehouse for a good deal and get a record deal to get fucked. Now leaving childhood, they stole my innocence. She contained in the word Christ, not a coincidence. Y'all niggas done fucked up now. Mess around and let me out. Get me back in the game, knowing damn well Gino is the lyrical messiah. And I'm not arrogant, I just know that I'm the shit. Walk around with me and you get pissed to whip. I got the instrument. Gino is the lyrical messiah.
Together you got to move. Drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Chino XL Messiah. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435. All right.
So, I got some good news, Brown Sugar.
What might that be? I like some good news.
You like good news? Okay.
I do.
Hit you. I'm gonna hit you with it. You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
You ready, ready?
I'm ready, ready.
All right. So, the state of Mississippi is offering remote workers $6,000 to relocate.
To leave or to come?
No. To come, you can move to Mississippi City, buy a home, and remain for at least 1 year.
Mm.
They're offering remote workers a one-time payment of $2,500 and a $300 monthly stipend for 1 year if you move to the city and buy a house worth at least $150,000.
Mm.
So they say, we are excited to be the first and only city in the Deep South to offer an incentive like this to remote workers. Our warm and friendly people, the Mississippi River at our feet, our history, and our beautiful sunsets make Natchez a great city to call home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that, but I think that's good news. If, you know, if you're looking to relocate and, you know,
the city
feel
said
like
they
Mississippi
have 30
is a good
slots. They said they have 30 slots and are currently available to applicants who are employed as remote workers in the United States, and you'll be required to establish primary residency in Natchez.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't know. I think that is good news.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Would you?
I wouldn't do it, but you know, I'm a California girl, so no.
I mean, I'm just curious. Anybody in the chat rooms, anybody, anywhere, are you interested? Would you make that move to Mississippi? I know Mississippi gets a bad rap, right? It can't be that bad. It's Mississippi. I mean, people say Mississippi is such a racist place. Nina Simone did a song.
Yeah.
Mississippi, goddamn. Not many places that have that kind of song. But, all right, so interesting.
Yeah,
Mississippi is a little too rural. Okay. We just talking about the rural part.
I mean, ain't that enough? I mean, depending on where you're coming from, I mean, does Mississippi have a city life? Is there a city park in Mississippi, or is it just?
I'm guessing they have city life. You can go out there.
I mean,
go to downtown Natchez.
I just feel like I don't know. I guess. I can't get past the racist part. I was trying not to bring that up. I was trying to, but then I can't. That's why I said I'm a California girl, but yeah,
hey.
The rural part I would agree with too, you know, if you're a city person, but I think for me it would be the racism.
Hey, well, they said, And they say a visit to Natchez, which is the jewel of the Mississippi River. It's funny because I've actually been and seen the Mississippi River. It's like, that's the jewel. Okay. Yeah.
Is it a river or a swamp?
It's just nasty water. We closed our park.
Because, see, that's what I think about. I think about swamp. I think about it being too country. I think about the back of the woods. I think about racism.
Well, you know what?
Confederate
flags,
you know.
I'm going to copy this link, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to put it in the chat room. Because maybe there are some people who are like, you know what, this could be my place. So if you're listening to the show, bam, you can look at.
I mean, because I feel like if you do live in California and you can't afford to live here and you want to be a homeowner, then yeah.
I mean, it's just, hey, they say it's Southern hospitality, and as they say, 300 years of interesting history.
Well, that would be an interesting racist history, right?
No, just interesting history.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can go. Yeah. You can go look at this. You can go in the link. Look at it, and see for yourself. Hey, maybe Mississippi.
Miss T to you, boo, is like, she ain't having it. She ain't going. Mm-hmm. Shannon Sharp is her representative, and she's like, no.
It's the jewel of the South. It's the jewel
no.
of the South.
And she's there.
Okay.
It's a all no. Right.
See, y'all, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it's the jewel of the South.
You know, and maybe, and if you're into the South, and you know, and if or if you don't mind Southern living, then you know, I could think of much better places where, you know, I probably may feel a little bit more comfortable.
See, but you know what? See, you know what though? people are talking about Mississippi. And maybe it's not like that. Maybe it's not like that.
I mean, it's possible. But you know that their education system has always struggled.
Struggled?
Their poverty, yeah, their education system is, they've always struggled. They're like at the bottom. Out of the 50 states, I think they've always been in their 40s, in the 40s. if you want to say the top 10 of the lower end, you can
there,
say
there
that.
There you go. There you go.
They're below the poverty line. They stay below the poverty line.
But see, you're going there with money, though. So you be living fat.
But I mean, I guess.
I always think about Rosewood. There's a part in Rosewood where Don Cheadle, he walked by and he, you know, respectfully asked dude not to whistle at his sister, and then afterwards, you know, a couple of the white guys was like, yeah, he's so uppity. And he got a piano. Dude's like, but you don't play the piano. I don't care, but he got a piano.
Mm-hmm.
I just somehow I always think about the South. And just, not that it was just in the South, but just folks just hate you. Like, I could see me going there and it's like, he got all them comic books. You don't even like comic books. I know, but he got a bunch of them. It just, I'm slated for hate because I got.
Yeah, I can think of
that you don't
Mississippi
like.
Burning, A Time to Kill.
Yeah, but that. Mississippi Burning. Yeah, that was, I mean, but. Yeah. Okay.
I mean that's old, but and I've seen, you know, different things about Mississippi, you know, and it's just, yeah, no thanks. I think for a California person or a person who is used to the city would have a hard time there.
Okay. So you're not looking to.
No, I think it would be a total culture shock.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. So, now, we had a woman who was fired from The Mandalorian. I don't know if you heard about that. Gina Carano.
No, I haven't. No, right, what happened?
So, Gina Carano was, she's an actress, former MMA fighter. She's fired because she did some abhorrent and unacceptable posts on her social media. You know, supporting the false flag operation that was really Antifa. Remember? Last month?
Yeah. Black Lives Matter Antifa.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter Antifa riots in disguise.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she was in support of that and a few other things that were that they just thought was untenable, so they just decided not to deal with her and she got fired. And so it's like a lot of Star Wars fans are upset. Like, wait, she got fired for speaking her opinion? It's not right.
You know, I don't know. I feel I'm always on, I can always see both sides, and I guess you can say I'm on the fence. I think people are entitled to their opinions. I think when you voice your opinion publicly, though, you have to be careful. And you know, that should maybe have been something you talked amongst your friends with, not necessarily you talked publicly about. I don't understand that.
She was
anyway.
Talking to her friends.
But
all of her 1.5 million
online?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, because you think about what was that in the 50s and the 60s when a lot of the actors and producers got blackballed because of communism and Marxism. So, I mean, this isn't anything new. I don't know, understand why people are just, you know, like surprised and stunned. People in Hollywood have blackballed each other for probably less. So, yeah. I mean.
Right. I mean, remember Isaiah Washington? When he called his co-star faggot, he got fired.
Yeah, he did. And hasn't been able to really get a stand or, you know, a steady job, a solid job, a job of, you know, worth anything. I know I've seen him in a few B movies.
He said, I mean, he did get a place when he went conservative.
But he hasn't worked, though. That didn't help him get a job. He hasn't worked. Unless he's doing Broadway. Well, he can't be doing Broadway now, but, you know.
Yeah, he was just trying hard. That was all. Yeah, try hard. But, yeah, so people were upset. And I'm like, well, yeah. If you want to keep your job, don't be stupid at work. Even though it wasn't stupid at work, but you know it's fandom. So if you're going to do something that's going to adversely affect viewership, either way, just keep it to yourself. Like, you know what? I support that shit. I like racism. Racism makes my pussy tingle. I mean, if that's your thing, say it at the house.
Exactly.
And it's okay. All right. You know, racism make her
no harm, no foul.
It's not the thing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, because I think we all have our ideas or our opinions that are not popular or would not be popular publicly.
Yes, I think people who do stupid stuff are stupid. I'm very public.
And that would be, like, not popular. That's not a popular opinion.
I know.
Even though you just said it publicly.
Yeah.
You didn't keep it to yourself, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but if they want to fire me, some smooth drama. It's like I'd have to have a personality disorder where I would call up somebody else to fire me from what I started.
You can have a meeting. You can talk to yourself. You can have a whole meeting with yourself. What are you talking about?
Yes, we'll call you afterwards.
You're the CEO, the COO, the CFO.
Yeah, we'll call you afterwards.
All three of you guys get together.
when the board after the board meets, we'll call you, Brown Sugar. Let you know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That is fine with me.
From time to time, I may have to do that. Speaking of calling the you got me talking stupid now. I'm not even trying to talk stupid. I'm dissing stupid today. I'm on my anti-stupid. Okay.
Sometimes you got to do something, you know, shake some things up. Shake it up a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm going to shake it up right here. So, Republican governor from Tennessee, Bill Lee, came out and said that the transgender girl should be banned from playing on middle and high school sports teams, or they will destroy women's sports. I'm gonna say this. I do believe that transgenders participating in women's sports will destroy women's sports. It will ruin the opportunity for girls to earn scholarships. It will put a glass ceiling back over women that hasn't been there in some time. I think it's bad for women and for women's sports.
I
and so They're advancing a proposal this week that's requiring student athletes to prove that the student's sex matches the student's original birth certificate in order to participate in public school sports. If a birth certificate is unavailable, then the parents must provide another form of evidence indicating the student's sex at the time of birth.
Yeah, I agree.
So in Tennessee,
I think women have worked too hard to have this, you know, this is one of those things where separate but equal to a certain degree. You know, just think we wanted to play basketball and couldn't join the, you know, because when I was growing up, you couldn't join. Well, they did have a girls' basketball team, but, you know, all that is fairly new to a degree. The WNBA is fairly new when you think about it. So, I mean, there's just no way. We couldn't compete.
So you think it's a problem?
I do. You know, I think you had a caller a while ago, maybe about a month ago now, on the show that said that, you know, the men would be taking female hormones, and so all that testosterone eventually would leave. I don't think it leaves that much to where. Yeah, exactly. And I don't think it leaves that much to where they still would not be have an edge. They would still have an edge.
Yeah, I mean, because
they're still men, regardless of the hormones.
Right.
You were born the way you were born. You were born either male or female. You were not born transgender. You know what I mean? So you,
right,
I'm just really trying to understand this thought process. I wish somebody that is transgender would come on and just explain, because I do understand like how you don't feel comfortable in your body if you were born, you know, if you were born a man and you feel more comfortable as a woman or you feel like a woman inside, but that still does not negate, like, what's going on inside of your body. Like, you don't have ovaries and a uterus and, you know, women don't have testes and all of that. So I don't understand that.
All right, well, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and what you want to talk about.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Michael. I'm calling from Minneapolis. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How about you?
Doing well. So I want to talk to you about political correctness and how it's sort of being weaponized politically now in America.
Okay.
It just seems like when you, and I'm saying this as someone who's an immigrant here, so I got like sort of seen from the outside, but it seems like one side politically, the left side in this country, is taking political correctness and use it as a way now to silence anyone that they disagree with. And it's starting to look like communism in its early stages in other countries, because I came from a communist country, and it seems like Americans are starting to accept this idea like censorship and sort of this rejection of the freedom of speech that America's known for. And I'm just wondering if you noticed that too, if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, first, I've always joked about this because Ice-T said this. It was the name of his album, Freedom of Speech. Just watch what you say. Because we've had people who have talked about different things that weren't received all that well. So, yes, I know what you're saying. And so you say the left. But I think Brown Sugar brought it up earlier, how there was the communist Red Scare in the 50s, in the 60s, where they were blackballed because you may or may not have been associated with communists. Like, you walk down the street next to them, oh, you're a communist, and there are people who are blackballed. So this is not something that's new in this country. It revolves, I mean, because you say the left and you say Democrats, I mean, but we know that the Democrats had slaves at one time. And Republicans were the champions of the people. Right? So it flips. Doesn't matter. And so when you start talking about the left or the right, no, it's just people. There are some people who are unintelligent and don't understand that if you frame an argument and you say, okay, this is bad, it eventually it sets a precedent, and then it comes back towards anyone who says something that is unpopular. Just saying, that's how it has always happened. That answer your question, sir?
Yeah, but I would say now it's different in the sense that when you mention, for example, what McCarthyism in the past and now, the difference with McCarthyism was at that time America was in an actual Cold War with the communist world, like with the Soviet Union and so forth. That's why that was there. Right, okay. Now we're talking about this something internally where you have one group that literally is trying to get rid of certain rights that you have in our Bill of Rights. Ideally, they're looking at the First and Second Amendment. They want to take away freedom of speech and expression, and they want to take away your right to bear arms. It's obvious. And anyone who studies American political history, you can clearly see that's what they're doing right now. And what I'm wondering is when they, because I mean it's obvious. When you're saying, for example, now when you're trying to make it to where any open expressions of Christianity is essentially being tabooed and now it's going to be banned and criminalized. And anyone who questions certain groups, like, for example, the LGBT group, where if you say even the slightest word of criticism about them, you can essentially have your life done, completely eliminated, or you lose your job, business will be destroyed, you'll basically be tar and feathered in society. That's creating this thing where now everyone's got to be quiet, and if you dare speak out and have any dissenting view to what this sort of liberal mainstream view is, you get shut down or canceled, as they say now.
Okay.
And I'm just, the American mind is being, because if you, I mean, you look 20 years ago, 10 years ago, compared that and now, how Americans in the past were freely expressed whatever views they had, politically or so forth, or if they made a critical view of a religion or whatever, people were open about it. Now everybody's walking on eggshells. That's obvious. They're just getting everyone used to it so that when they implement it legally, you'll accept it. So now when the government makes it illegal to say certain things or illegal to express certain views and make it a criminal offense, now Americans will accept it because they got conditioned, their mind got conditioned into it. Whereas if they tried it 20 years ago, it wouldn't have worked.
I kind of agree with you on that. And I say that because, but then you have to think about people have, I mean, as a black woman, they should have done that years ago to a certain degree because we lost our lives. You know, our ancestors or whoever you want to call them, people before us, lost our lives for certain things. So the only thing that people are saying now because it's the LGBTQ or whatever, but I mean, it's just, it should have always been a criminal offense. If you kill somebody because of who they are, if you hurt someone because of who they are, that should be a criminal offense. If that's what you're getting at.
But should it be a criminal offense if you think that homosexuality is wrong?
Okay.
I mean, if that's your opinion, I think your opinion you should be able to say, but you shouldn't be able to hurt someone because they're homosexual, though.
No. Right. We agree about that. We're not talking about physically assaulting. The left is talking about expressing a view. For example, if I say, for example, as a Christian, if I were to be like, homosexuality is a sin, they want to make that illegal under classification as a hate crime.
Okay. So first, I want to say thank you for calling in, and we'll answer your questions, your concern, because there's a lot of stuff there that we want to get to, and you have some valid points, but I would say that, yeah, getting rid of the First and Second Amendment, no, it's just more you want to curtail certain groups from being able to express themselves. So, for example,
okay,
that's what they do.
Sir, you don't have a First Amendment if you're curtailing certain groups. That's the whole point of the First Amendment is that everybody speaks.
I know the point of the First Amendment.
Yeah, but if you're spewing hate, then that's okay.
That's my point.
Okay,
so now it comes down to who
to say that
who
you're
gets
a racist
to define what
and to come out and talk about violence against other people. That's okay.
But,
that shouldn't be curtailed.
But that's my point. Now that's a slippery slope because once you say hate speech, now it comes down to who gets to define what's hate. See, you may say today we'll define hate as this. What's to say that same legal precedent could be changed down the road to where hate speech becomes anything that the government disagrees with?
Once you go down that road, you don't know where it's going to go.
If threatening someone's life, then that is hate speech.
We're not talking about threatening lives here, okay? The left is taking hate speech to mean if you say anything critical, it does come down to that.
What about gay people who've lost their lives?
We're not talking about physical assault. We're not talking about assaulting someone. We're not talking about killing somebody. No, we're talking about words. No, it doesn't.
Because you say certain words, then people take it into their own hands.
Okay, so if someone says homosexuality is immoral or an evil thing, the left is saying that
is
the equivalent
of
assaulting
somebody.
And then
someone hears that and kills them, then that's a problem. Then if someone
hears
that.
You're conflating words with action. To say something's wrong is not a hate crime.
Action.
But that's what the left.
Words don't lead to action?
Ma'am, in America, this country was built on the idea of having the freedom to express whatever view you have or hold whatever, believe in whatever religion you want to. The left is wanting to change that to say you can only say what we are going to allow you to say, and you can only express what we can allow you to express, and you can only criticize what we allow you to criticize. I'll give you an example. In America now, it's okay to criticize Christianity. It's not okay to criticize Islam. You speak a word about Islam, they'll call you an Islamophobe, and you can hit you with a hate crime law.
Okay, all right. So I have to step in here now. So if we're talking about a certain segment of people talking about they support Islam over Christianity in this country, come on. No.
No, I'm telling you, legally, there's a two-tier system going on in the country.
I know what you're saying. I understand your argument and the crux of your argument. You feel like there is a encroaching on, quote-unquote, this country's Christian base, right?
No, I'm not talking about encroachment on Christian base. I'm talking about the propaganda on the human mind in this country.
About certain individuals, but
exactly.
this group you cannot attack.
I exactly
know what you're saying. And so
and it's not because the government supports Islam. Don't get me twisted. They're only doing it to condition the human mind in this country to get out of this idea of being able to say what you want to now having to be worried about if you can say it.
This is about
government control. You understand what I'm talking about?
I know it's about government control. It's always been about government control. It's funny because it was one of the things that I planned on talking about in this segment. Because and me and Brown Sugar were speaking about this earlier. I'm gonna say first, thank you. I enjoy you calling, and please call back again. I'm gonna put you on hold now, and I will. Talk about exactly what we're talking about here. Thank you for calling. Please call back. I enjoy this.
Yeah, he called in. He's called in before.
Right. So now when we talk about freedom of expression, once again, I started with freedom of speech. Just watch what you say and who you say it about. So remember, we talk about the 90s. The rappers getting arrested because they expressed themselves. So Arnold Schwarzenegger could kill 100 people in a movie, but a rapper couldn't talk about killing 3 people in a song. I'm not saying either one of them are right, but it's still one group was penalized, another group was not. Now, when we start talking about infringing and the left and who defines what. No, it's definitely government control. It's definitely the government control. So, for example, Nation of Islam and the John Birch Society, people would say they're two sides of the coin, right? Nation of Islam, black Muslims. John Birch Society, racist white people. They say both of them was racist, both of them were separatists. What did they both have in common? They both were funded by the same billionaire, H.L. Hunt. Funny how that goes. They both were funded by the same billionaire because division is where it's at. So, yeah, they'll say, oh, the left, and the left is doing this, the left is doing that. So, because you got to create a villain. You got to create a villain. Once you create a villain, then you have folks who will come in as the heroes. And so we have, and you start talking about you can't talk about these people. And as you were talking about brown sugar, yeah, we don't want to talk about killing folks. Because if we look, there's a certain group in this country who, if they don't get their way, they shoot first and ask questions later. Now, last time I checked, and I can't believe that, you know, because I have a whole thing with the gay agenda and how black men have to wear dresses to be successful in entertainment and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I'm against mm-hmm. that. But I don't think there's mobs of LGBTQ whatever going to the Capitol building. I'm saying, see, we start talking about historically in this country, who are the shooters and who are not the shooters. No one wants to take anyone's guns because I don't want nobody to take mine.
Yeah.
So you start talking about being able to defend yourself, and yeah, there's a trend going on right now. So, like with McCarthyism, we have, oh, you can't say anything about gay and transgender people. Yeah, this too shall pass, and then we'll be on to something else, because we are always on to something else, someone else.
Yeah, because he's not, I agree with him to a certain degree. I mean, I do feel like there is an agenda for speech censorship. But at the same time, a certain degree, it's necessary because if I have a soapbox to stand on and I'm spewing hate, or if I'm not necessarily talking about I hate one, you know, one thing, but I'm trying to uplift mine, and like you said, I have a villain. And I'm saying they're trying to take this away from me and they're trying to take that away from me. Then, yes, that's, you know, because he was saying, well, you're talking about physical violence, but that's what happens when these people talk over and over again. It's just like the green lady who got voted out of the Senate. And she was like, I was allowed to believe, you know, all of the stuff that she believed for QAnon. And it's like, well, what do you mean you were allowed to believe it? You chose to believe it.
Right. Well,
so,
I mean,
when you can't self-govern yourself and know, you know, what's crazy and what's real and what's, you know, and you're delusional, then, yeah, you do have to be censored sometimes.
Well,
because you can't self-govern.
We talk about labels, the left, the right, the center. I'm like, no, it's just people. I mean, because we talk about Gina Carano, whatever her name is, from The Mandalorian getting fired because she stated her beliefs. I mean, Colin Kaepernick did that. Before him, the person most people know as Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who essentially was Steph Curry before Steph Curry, he had a dissenting belief, and he didn't get to work in the NBA any longer. Craig Hodges said some stuff about helping inner city kids and how we should be trying and striving to do more. He didn't get in back into the NBA, and he was a three-time three-point champion in his prime, playing for the Chicago Bulls. So there are plenty of people who have said dissenting things. And yes, it's all been wrong. But the point is, that's the game in America. The game has always been about defining a certain group and making sure that if we don't like it, it's not going to work, and making sure that we put dissenting voices out there. Because, like I said, John Birch Society, Nation of Islam, funded by the same guy. Why does it happen? Yes, it's government control. Yes, it is set up that way because, yeah, the government wants to be in control. And the only way you can be in control is you have all these groups talking about they're being wronged by these other groups instead of being wronged by the person that's pitting you against each other. Never looking at the true villain. Never, brown sugar. We gonna blame this group, gonna blame that group. How did that group get to prominence? How did they get to prominence? We don't talk about that. None of that stuff's important. But we're talking about that group. Because, hey, who financed all them folks? Because I was reading the article. And the funny thing about the article, Brown Sugar, was they were saying that the majority of the people who were there for the Capitol riot weren't financially sound. Like, no shit, Sherlock.
And that quite a few of them didn't vote.
Right. It's just a mob. Because they follow an ideology. And just like LGBTQT, follow an ideology. So you'll have some folks, Black Lives Matter, follow an ideology. Some people are left. Some people are right. Some people are centrist. They all follow an ideology, and they all blame the other side for some obvious shit that has nothing to do with any of them. Because none of those people, whichever group you want to pick, they got the power to affect nothing. They just don't.
That is true.
I mean, yes, there's...
Well, they're not the ones in control.
Right. There's a couple people get fired from the job. Yep. But guess what? There's still some conservative people who have power. There's still some LGBTQT whatever got power. I'm always gonna say it wrong, and it just happens. So here we are, the same conundrum. We argue over the wrong people. I mean,
I just feel like neither side has done anything for anyone. So, I mean, you know, we're all in the same boat and it's sinking. So, and they're watching it sink.
Yeah.
You know, I think Michael does, I mean, you know, I think he's, you know, a conservative for sure. But I don't disagree with you totally. I think he does have some really valid points. There's a few people I know that will say the left, the left, the left, and it's like, I mean, but they're all, it's just all, it's still, it's just all government.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they make sure. See, because right now.
I mean, they work together. They work together. People can think that they don't, but they do.
Right. The focus is, oh, well, guess what? The left has all the power. Right? What are they going to do? Nothing. Nothing that benefits
exactly.
anybody.
Exactly.
They're not
well, nothing, but nothing. Yeah.
I mean, because
it's going to benefit them.
Yeah, folks is rioting and all of a sudden, oh, they're about to end everything. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a black man in America. I historically have had some negative experiences in America, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people who have negative experiences. We have not been treated well in this country. Those are facts. It doesn't matter whether I say I'm left or I'm right or centrist. They don't care about none of that when they pulling us over or someone is calling the police and assuming that we're doing something negative. None of that stuff matters at all. As a matter of fact, it's subliminal stuff. Let's go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, for example, Groundhog Day. We was almost there, Brown Sugar. We was almost there. You know where we were?
And what?
It was like, so we
almost,
talking about black.
Could that not happening again?
Yeah. I thought it was like it had transferred over. It had transferred mm-hmm. over. You know, we had Kung Flu. We had all kinds of stuff. It was like everybody was going to start hating on Asians. It was like, you know, we just going to be able to, 2021, we just slide through the cracks. And we just not going to get the subliminal hate. They had the murder hornets from Asia, right?
Mm-hmm.
We was almost there. But then what did they do? They said the South African COVID variant that's more deadlier than the regular. It's a variant and it's highly contagious, very dangerous. I'm like, man, come on. We was almost there. Just don't subliminally come for it. The South African variant of COVID that's so deadly.
I didn't think. No, I've read where they haven't had as many cases.
Oh, but they say it's here in California.
COVID.
They say it's here in California. It's so deadly. So deadly. I'm like, we was almost there. A Groundhog Day says that something that anything to do with Africa, oh, it's definitely more deadlier than regular COVID. Because it's the South African variant. So I know to some people listening, it may not seem like that's a big deal. But you know what? I would ask the question. If everything associated with you was associated with the negative narrative, how would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you do doesn't matter. Whatever it is, there's a negative narrative. I make comic books. Oh, you make black comics. So automatically it's a downgrade. Nobody says, oh, you make white comics. Oh, you're a black publisher. Oh, you make black comics. There's a negative stigma to it. It doesn't matter what arena you're in. South African COVID variant. More deadly.
But they haven't talked about the numbers that it's killed in Africa and South Africa.
No. But it doesn't.
They haven't talked about the people who are hospitalized in South Africa.
No, but because it's from South Africa, it's deadlier. It's a variant.
So is it deadlier because it's in America, or was it deadly over there too? But they're not talking about like how it's affecting them over there. We don't know.
I didn't see the numbers. You know, it doesn't get talked about on the news. I was looking. You know, I was waiting. I was waiting to hear it, but it didn't happen.
I mean, they talked about what happened in Italy and how many people died in Italy.
Yeah.
They talked about it in London, how many people were infected and hospitalized and all that in London. And in Australia, too.
Yeah, but the South African variant. South African variant. Just nothing.
Okay.
So this is where we are. We can argue about a lot of things that are inherently unfair. But we never talk about who's really pulling the strings and how it affects. And how do you stop those people from pulling the string? We're always attacking the people who have the strings on them. I see you, Mass Free America, decolonization, desegregation. That's not decolonization. It's, you know, you just changed names. I mean, because I always say, like we say, trafficking, still slavery.
Mm-hmm.
See, we just changed the name. It's like McCarthyism is the same thing that's happening with the
LGBTQ.
Yeah, one of them. So yeah, that's what happens. And so there we go with it. We don't see that it's the same thing. You just change the name and you keep perpetuating the same division. Like I said, this country has always been divided, and you keep folks divided and fighting over stuff like civil war. Folks fighting, and I've always said that, I keep saying it, you're fighting for something that you don't participate in. All them folks that got pimped in the South fighting for slavery, and y'all ain't got not one slave. It's a way of life. Still riding with it 150-some years later. Still riding with it. Gained not a damn thing from it. Now, folks is fighting it and donating money to a dude that didn't give a shit about them. Called them stupid in the beginning and then took the money and rode off into the sunset. Gangster style. And guess what? All them folks that got locked up, he's not going to get locked up. We know he's not going to get locked up. But your ass is going to get locked up. Fighting for a street that you don't even own. In a battle that don't benefit you. But here we go. Here's where we stay. We always stay stuck on the battle and not who got us battling. That's where we gonna be. So for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, you can go to smoothdrama.com. We will be in there ready to have and continue this spirited conversation. Peace, love, and hair grease. Everybody enjoy your weekend. I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.